before they say that a person who sacrifices his wealth, his identity, his life, and his spirit are called saints. Saints. A person who is able to sacrifice his wealth, identity, life, and spirit are called saints. Today, they are called husbands or wives, depending who is telling the story. In our gospel today, Jesus tells us about detachment from material things. The last verse of the gospel, verse 33 of Luke chapter 14 says, "Whoever does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." So difficult. So difficult. But what does it mean? What does it mean? After my second year in the seminary, I left for a 1 year spiritual year. And part of that spiritual year was an exposure to an indigenous community in the mountains of Mindoro, which is just west of the Manila, southwest of Manila. And I was there for 2 months. 2 months. Traveling through mountains and crossing through rivers, I realized that the journey really starts. Those 2 months where you don't have electricity, potable water, you don't have the comfort of your room, and you live in a space, and you really live like the natives of Mindoro, allowed me a very good experience of how to be detached from the world and just be attached to God and to the great nature that I was exposed to. I remember every Sunday I had to walk at least 3 hours just to go to Mass. At least 3 hours. But it was an experience for me of being detached from the world and just be attached to God. Today, September 8th, we're celebrating the feast of what? Birthday of Mary. The birthday of Mary. Mama Mary is the concrete example of a person who is detached from all things and just attached to the will of God. Will of God. When the time came, when the hour, remember Jesus telling us many times, "My hour has not yet come." But when the hour came, Mary was able to give up his son on the cross, her son on the cross. Why? Because of his total detachment from the world and his attachment only to the will of God. Not by will be done, as Jesus said. Mary, in the fiat, let it be done to me according to your will. According to your will. Second point. I'll be finished in 3 minutes. When I was in the Philippines, I would say masses in my parish on Sundays, and then I said masses in the cathedral of my diocese. And I was doing only the English mass because I was no longer exposed to our dialect. I said, I will only take English masses. And I was surprised. I could finish it in 50 minutes. I don't know why here I cannot finish it in 50 minutes. Second point. Somebody said that the journey to the heart of God starts when one is able to go out of his comfort zone and do the extra mile. Okay? Two things. When one is able to go out of his comfort zone and do the extra mile. When one is so focused or attached to his career paths, family ties, circle of friends, you can not really start the journey. It is when one is able to be detached from all these things that the journey really begins. The journey really begins. You have to walk the extra mile. Extra mile. In the letter of Paul to Philemon, chapter 9 and 10, our second reading, Paul was telling Philemon, go the extra mile. Accept Onesimus, your brother, no longer as a slave, but as a brother. Be detached from that mindset that a slave is a slave forever until death. Now I'm sending you back, Onesimus, and walk the extra mile. And be detached from that mindset. Accept Onesimus as your brother and no longer as a slave. Slave. Unless and until we surrender to someone and something greater than ourselves, we will never fully start the journey to God's heart. That is a requirement. Again, unless and until one surrenders fully to someone and something greater than ourselves, we can never start to walk the extra mile, the journey to God's heart. I would end by saying, you see, one will experience the joy of finding everything, putting everything into God's hands. Because he will eventually find God's hands in everything. That's the key. When you put everything joyfully into God's hands, you will discover God's hands in everything that you do, in every moment of our life. And that's the key. That's the key.